Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 291 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now let's get to today's question from Linda.
Hi, Pat. My name's Linda, and I have a question about Skype. I want to start a podcast pretty soon, and I want to be able to call people to interview them. But I want to use Skype, but I'm hoping that my interviewee doesn't have to actually be signed up with Skype. If they don't have it, I don't want to ask them to go through the what some might consider a headache of completing an application and signing up for it. If I sign up for the premium package and call them directly anywhere in the United States or wherever, I know you can pay extra to call anywhere. If they pick up the phone, will I be able to record? I do have Audacity. I have Adobe Audition, and that's how I plan on recording the conversation. But anyway, is there any way to record from Skype without having my interviewee having to sign up for an account? Thanks a lot. Love your show, and hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Hey, Linda, thank you so much for your question, and congratulations to you on wanting to start a podcast. And these are really smart questions to ask before you do so. Now, Skype is an amazing solution for doing interviews, and that's how I do almost every single one of my interviews. And I say almost because sometimes the interviews are done in person, in which case I would use my Zoom H6N or Zoom H4N or some sort of portable recording device if I'm on site somewhere or if I'm at a conference and I want to interview somebody. That's what I would use. But in terms of dialing in and connecting with other people, Skype is definitely the way to go. Now, the preferred method to do an interview through Skype is from Skype ID, yours, to somebody else's Skype ID. And that's preferred because people are going to be on a better audio platform, you know, through Skype and VoIP and things like that, that are going to make the quality of the sound better as opposed to talking to somebody on a cell phone, for example, or a speakerphone. But that's not to say that's something you shouldn't do, because that's something I've done before myself. And the thing you have to know is, as long as your audio quality is going to be good because you have the right equipment and you set it up correctly, if the person on the other end has a lower quality sound, that's totally okay. We've heard this on the radio before where you hear the DJs or the people who are hosting a show, they just sound amazing. And then people call in, they just sound like they're on the phone. We don't think anything of it because we all know they're on a phone. And if that's the same thing for you, that's totally fine too. Now, the base Skype package, which is free, is simply from Skype ID to Skype ID. You're going to have to pay a subscription to get access to dialing into other people's phones, for example. So there's different packages available. There's the Unlimited US and Canada, which is one that I know runs for $2.99 a month. And if you're doing even one or two interviews a month this way, and I hope you would do more just to get more out of it, that's definitely worth the price. I mean, $2.99 to make unlimited calls to people in the US. I mean, when you think about how much we spend on our phone plans, that's just incredible. So that's $2.99 for Unlimited US and Canada, and that's outgoing calls. So you get to, instead of typing in people's Skype IDs, you get to type in a phone number, you know, 1-area code- the rest of the numbers. If it's Canada, it's different. And then if you want to also dial other people in different parts of the world, for example, I do a lot of interviews with people in Australia and in Europe. There is an unlimited world package. Again, this is still outgoing calls, you dialing those people. That's $9.99. per month for that subscription. Now, there are ways for you to get your own number as well, but you're going to pay significantly more to have a number, like an actual phone number that then people will know and then can dial into. So you might not need that, and you'd save a lot of money by not having to do that. But there are the subscription models, and the prices differ. I mean, I'm looking at another page on you know, I was looking at my own account when giving you those earlier prices. Now I see Unlimited US and Canada, still $2.99, but then Unlimited World, $13.99 per month. So the prices may change, and it might be different if you're overseas in terms of what Skype will charge you. But if you go to skype.com/rates, that'll give you, I believe that'll give you the page where you can find out, you know, based on the country or region that you're in, how much you need to pay. There's also a pay-as-you-go service too. And for US here, at least, it says 2.3 cents. Per minute. So let's see. Let's calculate this out. If you're doing a 30-minute interview times 2.3, that's going to be 69 cents for that 30-minute interview. So maybe it's worth to do it through Skype Credit and pay as you go. And you can, I mean, the thing is, you'll have to buy Skype Credit ahead of time. But over the long haul, if you're doing a lot of interviews, it might just be worth doing $2.99. So I guess you could, I mean, if you wanted to calculate it out, just really easily, if you're doing 30-minute interviews and you're getting charged 2.3 cents and you're doing four of them, you're going to be spending just about the same amount that you would pay by paying $2.99 a month and not having to worry about paying and reloading your Skype Credit over time. Plus, the minimum to add Skype Credit is $10. But anyway, that's how you would be able to do it, Linda. So hopefully that helps. Now, if you are on a Mac, again, just to reiterate for everybody out there, the different kinds of software you can use to record, Call Recorder for Mac by Ecamm Network is the one that you want to use if you're on a Mac. If you are on a PC, the one that most people use, I believe, is Pamela. It's called Pamela for Skype, and that's the one that you can use to record your Skype conversations as well. At least for the Call Recorder for Mac by Ecamm Network for Mac users. I know that can also record video as well, in addition to the audio, which is really cool. So, Linda, I hope that answers your question and gives you an idea of how you can be able to dial in to other people without having them have to. And I agree, it can be cumbersome if they don't have a Skype account to have them install that application. There are a lot of new cool tools coming out there for podcasters in terms of providing solutions for these interviews, but again, most of them will require people on the other end to do a few steps, which isn't always going to be good. And, you know, I feel like the phone number situation is always going to be available to us, and that's something that you can do through Skype with one of those subscription packages. So check it out. And again, over time, as you do this, make sure that you continue to use that. You don't want to be locked into $2.99 a month and then find out, you know, a year after you maybe slow down on the interviews that you're still paying that. So make sure you're using it. And then if not, maybe switch to a pay-as-you-go model from there. So Linda, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. An Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. All right, thank you so much. And as always, I want to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Denise Brennan Nelson. She says, "Someday is not a day of the week." I didn't say Sunday. I said someday. Hey, when are you going to do that next thing? Someday? No, because that's not a day of the week. Get it done. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.